In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, we start today the month of October, the month of the Holy Rosary, and it starts with the feast of Saint Remigius, who was the great apostle of Franks. And in there, the pagan tribes lived in the land that is now France. And when Saint Remigius was a boy, he did very well in his studies, and it was the opinion of his time that he was the best speaker of his day. And in fact, young Remigius earned such a great reputation for holiness and learning that he was made Bishop of Reims when he was only 22 years old. And with very great fervor and energy, this saint set out to spread the true faith among the Franks. So today, on the first day of October, we will start to recite the daily rosary at the end of each school day. And month of October is specially dedicated to Holy Rosary. It was over 800 years ago when Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to Saint Dominic after Saint Dominic had been praying and doing severe penances because of his own lack of success in trying to make those people who had abandoned the Catholic Church to rejoin into her ranks. So Saint Dominic was feeling sad because he didn't make much success in preaching and converting, but Our Lady appeared to him and she praised him for his good fight against the evildoers, and then gave him as a gift the rosary. And rosary was to be the mighty weapon of Saint Dominic, and Our Lady explained how to use and pray the rosary, and also how great weapon it was, and also told Saint Dominic to preach its usage to others. And the Church has gained many victories during the centuries, all thanks to the Holy Rosary. It was already during the life of Saint Dominic when she gained the victory over the evildoers who tried to conquer the Catholic Church. And in 1571, Our Lady gave great victory to Christian Europe and its troops to defeat the Turkish fleet, and the memory of that, one of the great popes, Saint Pius V, established the feast and the commemoration of the Rosary to be made on each October on its seventh day. And the favors which both the countries and the individuals have been obtained through a Blessed Virgin by reciting the Rosary are innumerable. You, children, should learn very much to love this recital prayer. Carry your rosary with you and fill up your day with the devotions to our Blessed Virgin Mary. Rosary is and the prayer of that by which you give honor to Blessed Virgin is something which should carry you all the days in your life. There's a good and beautiful story about a young girl named Marianne, who, and one day a priest went to administer the last sacraments to this little 10-year-old girl named Marianne. The priest was amazed at the calmness which young Marianne had and the confidence she seemed to have regarding the future of her after her death. Priest asked her, "Marianne, aren't you afraid of facing the Almighty God?" And she replied, "Father, if I asked you to do me a favor, would you do it?" The priest answered, "I imagine I would. And if I ask you 10 times, then would you do it for me?" "Well, if you were that insistent, if I ask you 50 times a day for a whole year," the little girl asked again. The priest gave in and said, I would have no choice in the matter. I would have to do it for you, Marianne. And then she said quietly, every single day I have asked Our Lady to help me when I say my rosary. Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. I am sure that Our Lady will not leave my side. Dear children, when we start this month of October, let that be good lesson to you, how to learn to love the rosary and how to take a habit, a beautiful habit, of reciting that each and every single day. There's not a day in your lives when you are not in need of Our Lady's protection. You need her blessings, you need her intercession, you need her protection, and you need her prayers. If you are insistent in your prayers, you say your rosary and your Marian devotions every single day, Our Lady is very pleased to your perseverance. She will give you many great blessings, many beautiful things, also those things you especially asked for. And most importantly, she keeps you as one of her children, one of those blessed ones who are destined to go to heaven. In the time which you take to say your daily rosary is time well spent, because when you gather prayers, when you gather your devotions to your Mother in heaven, that carries so much fruit, especially in your final moments on this earth. Let this October be the start or the continuation of your lifelong devotion to your good Mother in heaven, and may she, through your asking and through her intercession, protect you all the days of your life on this earth and receive you in paradise in the afterlife. May God bless you.